Welcome back, friends and fellow adventurers. This week is the release of the 41st campaign episode here at COCT, a Real Play RPG podcast. As we slowly approach the 50th episode milestone, we are hoping to release more prequel episode content. Patreon subscribers, check your account on Patreon as you should now have access to the first prequel episode. This show would not have been able to get this far without each and every supporter we have. Whether it's supporting via Patreon or simply just crafting some time in your busy lives to spend with our party, we understand how difficult it can be to make time, and we really appreciate the love and support we have received along the way. We have officially surpassed 2,000 downloads worldwide, so I will be announcing a giveaway through my personal Instagram account at C18DRE. Follow for more details soon. Also, you can see this link in the episode description. That's the end of the announcements for this week, so without further delay, let's get into what happened. At the end of the last episode, the party had emerged from the cave and returned to their camp, a short walk away. Raka shot ahead on his raptor and found Alfred in the tunnel while he was digging. Agard and Katie were a few minutes behind, but not by much. We decided to go back and resume during the conversation between Agard, Katie, and Braca with Alfred when they found him at the bottom of the hole.
So, we're gonna go meet Julian.
Oh, okay.
Now, she has been locked in that jail for her whole life.
In a jail?
Yeah.
Oh, where you guys just came from.
Right.
All those
cells down there.
That's
so you just have to be careful. Don't startle her. I would go slow to introduce yourself because she's never met anybody.
Should I go invisible at first? Kind of like when you introduce... No?
No. I think would really scare her.
Thinking back on that, it's funny thinking back on that when, I first met you. But... I wouldn't want that to happen to someone else.
I'm really sorry.
Hey, like I said, it's funny now to think on, to think back on it. I mean, so no hard feelings.
Someone said it was going to be funny, and I like to make people laugh, so I was involved in the funny.
Well, now it's funny. Mm-hmm.
It just she doesn't even know what a prank is, so we want to start slow. Okay.
So, you guys ascend out of the hole, you get to the main camp, and you can see Puck is on the other side of camp with Julian, and just kind of around a small little what looks like a fire pit, but there's not a fire going right now because the sun is starting to come up. Right. It does look like it's coming up. As you guys are coming out and you look to the west, you can see these dark clouds that are kind of coming in, and it starts to block the sun a little bit, and it starts to get kind of dreary, and you can hear what sounds like raindrops start to hit the leaves around you. The day looked like it was going to be bright. It starts to kind of get dreary and more grayish as the clouds roll in from the west and start to take over. You have now entered into camp. Like I said, you see Puck with Julian on the far side. And Julian is resting. She's just laying down with her eyes closed. And you can see Puck sitting there in front of where a fire would be if it were dark.
I'm going to...
I'm going to throw a rock at Puck.
Oh, my God. No, he's not.
Hey, Julian. It's better than acid.
Right. Yeah,
we're making steps in the right direction.
I'm going to kind of motion for Alfred to kind of pause for a second. I can... go forward. Just wait right here for a second. I don't want her to be startled, so let me go try and gently wake her up.
As he sits down.
Throw a rock at Julian. Wake up, Julian.
Oh my God.
I'll blame it on Puck.
Who's on the other side of her.
Yeah, Evans.
Jesus Christ.
Threw a hook shot.
Yeah, you know.
Alright. So I'll walk over to Julian and try to gently wake her up. Julian, I have somebody that I'd like for you to meet. You remember Alfred that we were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's here.
Hmm?
Do you want him to come over, Alfred? The fairy dragon, the fae dragon that we...
Sure.
Okay, all right, I'll bring him over to you. And I, like, okay. Wave Alfred over.
Guys, she didn't tell me the signal. Do you think that's a signal? Do you think I should walk over there? Or is she calling one of you guys?
I think she's looking in your general direction.
She's looking at you.
We're all in the general direction. Is she looking at
general
me?
Direction, or? You walk directly at.
Oh. Okay. So I just walk. I'll go. And he just starts. So walk across the clearing.
I can't wait to hear this full conversation between Julianne and Alfred.
You're just going to be talking to yourself for 5 minutes.
Because Katie's going to step away.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, it's Algard.
Alfred, this is Julianne.
Hi, I'm Alfred.
And Julianne, this is Alfred.
Julian kind of picks her head up and, like, looks for a moment and just kind of nods. Just, what kind of dragon are you? And Alfred looks back and he's like, we're known as Wardens of the Deep. We're from the Fey Realm too. You look like you're probably from the north. From some of the mountains in the Fey Realm. I mean, that's where I know where green stones come from. She kind of looks around for a moment. She's like, maybe. I don't know where I'm from. And Alfred kind of looks and goes, oh. And he kind of looks at Katie and he goes, that's interesting. Agar and I were going to go hunt, so we're going to go get some fish.
Alfred just turns around and starts to walk away.
Alfred, no, do not. Mm-hmm. We have rested quite some time. Sit here and see if you can ask Julianne questions and maybe spur old memories of where she may be. Describe the Fey Realm.
She looks tired. I don't think she wants me to
Brock and
her.
Katie are going to go. You guys stay here.
No, probably not.
What is Puck doing? Are you just kind of chilling?
Puck is just, like, sitting there, just kind of with a stick, drawing in the dirt, just by the campfire.
I don't remember purpose.
Puck, this is Alfred, our friend. Maybe the two of you have.
Maybe the three of you can talk amongst yourselves
while we go
to the other side and just rest. Yeah.
Puck just looks up and goes, hi, Alfred. Are you going to be one of the ones to help take over my previous clan and, you know, start a revolt and overthrow the clan of the Black Moon and the Hags?
Yes, Puck. Alfred will assist us. We are assisting him in finding similar stone, or the same kind of stone, it sounds as though your clan may have, so.
Well, I mean, I guess let me know when you guys are ready to go, because I think we should go back through those caves back behind us that we came from. I know you collapsed the tunnel, but that was only to the...
Correct.
The chamber where the prison was, but there's a couple more ways to go that we would be able to maneuver and go through there to find where the I can avoid it, but that's where the meeting hall is, where a lot of them are, and that's where I think if I went in and used my powers like I showed you, a lot of people would flip to us. I don't think the hag's still there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not certain, but I don't think she's still there.
Did you ever tell us the name of your clan?
Well, I mean, I was part of the clan of the Black Moon, so I haven't really given much thought to a clan name. I'm open to suggestions, but I just really wanted to get rid of the evil that they were doing and maybe just try to find a place where I could be accepted. I was thinking about in the Windthane Mountains somewhere to kind of go into hiding, I guess, or somewhere where I could just be in solitude and be left alone.
Rocka, after hearing that, is just going to say, well, I would be careful in the Windfane Mountains. They're quite dangerous.
Yeah, I figured I could find somewhere that maybe is somebody once lived in and left, or just somewhere where I could be alone. I don't...
Well, if we can overthrow and get your clan back, I would suggest helping to resettle this town again. That you're...
Do you think people would ever actually trust goblins again to help resettle a town?
We could help introduce.
And no.
I believe we could help introduce you to people and make that happen with your story and everything if we are successful. But first things first, we need to get you your plan back.
Yeah, I guess I'll start thinking about names or something. Maybe we can come up with something good.
I would avoid black men.
Yeah, I would too. That's definitely... Maybe or white. Anything that has to do with purple.
Maybe yellow for the sun. You can be opposite of, you know, darkness and
maybe the moon. I'd like to be something that like signifies like hope. And maybe like that, you know, no matter what, there's something good.
A big letter S.
What's that?
It's a symbol for hope.
Is it? Maybe. Maybe that's it then.
Saw it in a movie.
What's a movie?
You know.
So, Puck will stand up and kind of walk away in the direction of the caves and just kind of stand and kind of looking out into the woods in the direction of the caves, and you can just see he's just kind of in thought with himself, just thinking and looking straight out.
Right. Agard will approach him. Puck, do you wish to be alone?
No, I was just thinking. I really want to help end especially this pain and oppression that these hags clearly are bringing, not only to this realm, but to my people, too. My clan was never one that went after people or tried to hurt people or anything like that, and I've seen people change during this time with them, and there's some that even if they tried to come back and be a part of the clan, I don't know if I'd be able to accept them just from some of the stuff that they've done, and I don't know, it's a weird position that I've never been in before. I'm just not sure.
Well, I believe we should... We have a lot of things that we could do. We should probably address them in order, I would think. You know, getting the clan back in the first place, getting, you know, ending the Clan of the Black Moon should be, I believe, first. I believe your priorities line up with ours and the fact that there is the stone that is corrupting things, and it sounds as though they have possession of this.
Yeah, I think this stone is what has changed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of my friends. And I want to help you guys get it. I want it to be away from my people. They're not all bad. There are some that are evil. There are some that have ill intentions in their hearts. But there's a lot that just really want to be left alone. A lot of us, the reason we feel like we have to be violent is because anytime anybody comes near us, they try to hurt us. So our first reaction is violence. And I don't want it to be that way. That's why I was thinking the Windfane Mountains. But even now, you know, Brocka mentioned that the Windfane Mountains can be dangerous. And I guess everywhere can be dangerous. I want people to trust that we're not evil. And I want to make sure that whoever I vouch for is that same way.
Well, again, I think let's take care of the clan first.
Oh.
And then move on from there.
Yes, I agree. But also, thank you. Mm-hmm. Because your party trusted me, and you could have left me there. I guess I'd given up hope until I saw you guys come through that door, so...
we will continue to help as much as we can. Would you suggest, what would be the best time maybe to, you know, advance on the clone?
I'd say if we just regroup here for a couple hours and then maybe around midday head in, that's probably a pretty good time. Pretty good shifting of guards, too. Since they're, I mean, on our way out, I didn't see anybody, so I'm assuming you guys had to get in somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how or who you guys killed or deceived to get here, but they're not there anymore, and I don't see any new ones, so I'm assuming that this guard post is kind of left unattended, so they may be a little on alert, but I know how to get through the tunnels and little passageways and things that we found that are less used that we could use to sneak about. And we can at least make it to the chamber that I know this stone once was in before the hag showed up.
Let us regroup with everyone now and come up with a plan, because I think there's a few other things we need to discuss before leaving. So,
okay.
And then Agard will just turn around and head towards the group.
Wait, Agard, before you leave. Do you trust Alfred?
Yes.
Okay. I don't really know Julian or know about her, but I do know that it's going to be very tough for dragons to fit through those tunnels. So
that is part of what I think we should discuss, because I don't believe Julian's in any shape to take on a fight.
Okay.
I wish I had a Pokeball to put her in.
Yeah, right? That'd be good.
I choose you.
So we approach the unlit campfire, I guess, where everyone is still kind of gathered around. Braca, Katie, Alfred, we should discuss next steps.
I don't mean to intrude, because I do think we should discuss that, but I know I said it to you, but... Katie and Braca, thank you for not leaving me there. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's a pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, we should figure out what we're going to do. Because I really do want to change the perception of my people. And hopefully, you know, like you said, maybe rebuild that town. And maybe then they would trust us again. At least maybe our group.
So what would we need to do in order to get your clan back?
Well, I think first we need to make sure that we get that purple stone away from everyone that I know you guys are looking for. And you see Alfred's kind of perks up. He's like, that's what I was digging for. And Puck kind of leans over and looks at him. That's a pretty impressive tunnel, but if you keep digging, you're probably going to drop down right in the middle where you really don't want to. Well, between the town and those caves, there's a really large cavern that we stumbled across that they kind of use as where they regroup, where all the weapons are.
Right?
Eventually, yes. But I can get us there with different little secret tunnels that the four of us could use to get through to there. And I wouldn't ask you to step out from the shadows until you see if people come to my side or rally to my side. If I go in there and I try and nobody turns and they attack me, I don't expect you to try to save me. These are my people. This is my fight. And while you guys would come with me and traverse with me, if you chose to turn around and head back, if nobody takes my side and take those secret tunnels back here, then so be it. That's perfectly fine by me. I'm not expecting anything from any of you. But
while you're saying all this, we're going to help you. I mean, we got you this far. There's no reason for us to not go any further.
I mean,
we're getting something out of it too. I'm not just helping you for like. I mean, we need the crystal. So, yes, we're helping you, but we're helping Alfred as well.
Well, yes, and that purple stone is all yours. I want that away from my people. That's what began the corruption to begin with.
Do you know about how long it will take us to get through the tunnels, to get through that large chamber?
Not long. Probably, I would say, half an hour at most.
Is that, like, as precise you could be? Half an hour?
It's a generalization. I don't know if anything has collapsed between here and there. In the time being that we might have to go around or anything like that, but I do know if we do, and he pulls the bag that he retrieved from the prison cell, and he starts kind of digging through, and he's like, and he pulls out a small shovel, he's like, I have ways to divert if we do find a collapsed tunnel, but it would just take a little bit longer.
Is what I'm thinking, I mean, it's risky, not for us, but for those two. And now, Brock is going to gesture towards Braca and, I mean, not Braca, Alfred. Brock is going to gesture towards Alfred and Julianne. The plan I had in mind was if we could get as close of a time margin for how long it'll take us to get to that large chamber, these two could tunnel down in that same amount of time. And just, I guess, tunnel as fast as they can in that time so that they meet us there at the same time. So that whenever we show up, both of them will be there. Alfred could grab the crystal real quick and then go. And, I mean, So, Brock has seen Julianne dig, right?
Yes.
Like,
Yeah.
Yes, because she dug into the wall and then it, like, reformed.
And she's, like, clearly, like, better at it than Alfred, right? To an extent.
Alfred's pretty good at digging.
Okay.
Like, that's what his family's known for. They're the Wardens of the Deep.
Right.
For a reason.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't say that she's better than him at digging. She has a...
like, magical...
a burrowing ability. Speed and an ability to dig into the walls with her claws. Alfred, it's more... for him, it's more he hasn't done it as much. But looking at what he dug down there, like, it's pretty impressive, the tunnel that he had spiraling down towards where he was feeling it. Because, I mean, it's like a 10-foot by 10-foot tunnel that he has dug out and just, like, ripped dirt around.
Right. We just don't know how deep it is from here, so there's no way to time that. Plus, I think Agard feels as though Julianne should not be anywhere near a fight right now.
Well, I'm not talking about, like, her getting involved. I mean, her just, like, going down and then, like, my thought is, like, she can dig down, and since she has that, like, ability to, like, essentially, like, reform the thing that she dug, right?
Oh, she didn't do that.
That was the prison.
That was the prison.
Okay. Well, like...
because it's enchanted to that where you can't get out type of thing, yeah.
Like, those two, either way, like, those two can, like, dig down, like, to where Alfred is feeling it, like, the strongest... and then, like, get a peek in the room, hopefully without anyone noticing, and then, like, kind of come back and let us know what they see. And that's why Brock said, like, it's risky for those two.
Mm-hmm. And Brock was saying that to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Puck's just gonna wait and go, I don't really want to get anybody more involved than they need to be, but he kind of looks back at Julie and he's like, I don't mean any offense, but I kind of agree with what Agard said about Julian. I don't know if she should, be near this.
My fear is we do not know how deep they need to go. If they were to dig deeper and she were to breach the cavern at some point of height and then fall through, she cannot fly. So she could... this chasm is as large as...
She could easily
fall to her death.
Yeah.
I mean, that is my only thing. Alfred, I think, if he were to fall through, would be able to recover and fly to safety, but she might not. I don't know.
It's like 40, 50 feet high, this cavern that they use. So, I mean, it's big.
So do we just leave her here then, or what do we do with her?
I think we leave Julianne and Agar, or Alfred here. I did it too.
I mean, I know I was talking to Agard, and he said that you guys really trust Alfred. Maybe he should stay and help Julian if she needs it. And is there, I don't know, is there a way that you guys can communicate or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe Julian has some way. What if Julian were to go down into the hole where they are? Mother? Bastard.
Yeah, see?
What if Julian were to go down in the hole to rest, out of sight from anything, and Alfred were to continue to dig down, and then maybe he were able to breach the... We don't know if we were above the chasm either, so it, we could be, hopefully would be, and he could breach and then meet us there, but it just, there's so much that's unknown.
And you guys see, as this conversation was taking place, Alfred is watching and, like, kind of nodding, and then all of a sudden he just goes, what if I tried to find Polyphony? Maybe she could help Julian get back to the Feywild.
Oh.
I assume that would be something we would do later, but if you can do that now, then sure.
I mean... And you see Alfred, he walks over to the closest tree, and he's like, Polyphony?
Is this something that we could have done before?
I thought this was something that we could not do. We discussed it whenever we lost Rome.
Oh, and God, we still have to find Rome.
Mm-hmm. And you see Alfred's just kind of sitting there looking around, and then he turns around and comes back. He goes, I don't know, maybe... I've seen them talk to trees and communicate before, so I figured I would try it. I don't know if I can do it.
I think that's just for them. But that was a good try.
Yeah. Agard, you're a druid. Can you? Yeah.
So Agard will approach the nearest large tree that looks like someone could walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
And will use his speech of beast and leaf to try and speak to the tree. I've used it before.
Huh?
I've used it before.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
no, it was early on. Why didn't we try this before?
Didn't think about it.
You talked to a squirrel, I think, didn't you, on the road?
I've talked to a couple plants, too, I think.
Yeah, I think
plants.
A cat.
Yeah, I talked to the cat, too. Where's the cat?
We lost, I don't know.
Alfred ate it.
No, it didn't.
The dragon's got to eat, you know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so anyway, he's attempts to talk to the tree and asked... are you the type of tree that one can transport to another place? Hold on, though.
Okay.
This is the thing that I always forget about until I do it. That's why I haven't done it so long.
It can't speak back.
It can't speak back. Or if it does, I don't understand what it says. Right. It's just...
Maybe it gently sways.
Okay, with this. If you're able to...
Mm-hmm.
Can you communicate to your other trees and plant life and see if you can reach Polyphony? If you can, let her know where we are and that we need her help.
As you finish that statement, the tree that you were speaking to just kind of slightly sways, and you see as one of the leaves falls off and floats down in front of you. Are you gonna hold?
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do with it?
He'd probably catch it.
Can you catch it?
Mm-hmm.
The moment you put your hand on it and catch it, you see as a flower begins to bloom on it.
Mm-hmm.
Roll an insight.
Insight? No. 13?
You feel like it's showing that it understood you.
Mm, okay.
By showing you life.
There's a big check mark on the leaf.
And that's about it.
Okay.
But you feel like the tree has responded to what your question was.
Mm-hmm. Might this be a sumac tree?
There is a large sumac tree.
This one is a sumac tree, so it's a leaf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need one of those. We're going to put it in the pouch.
There you go. You got a sumac leaf.
I shake the tree for more leaves.
It doesn't give any more.
Give me your leaf. Okay, great. So I turn around and say, I believe the tree understood that it will, along with its woodland friends, try to communicate with Polyphony and let her know where we are, but that's the best I can do.
Do we want to stay here for now and wait for a response, or?
I think it will take a great amount of time. If they're talking tree to tree, that could take some time.
I don't understand the magic things work.
I'm not at that level of understanding yet. But I do believe, again, that we should leave Julian here in a place of safety.
Alfred, do you know if you can make others invisible?
I don't think so. I've never really tried.
I just don't know how I feel about leaving Julian up here, even with you, but with you guys, like, out in the open.
I had suggested she go down the tunnel.
That's right.
As you guys are having this conversation, you hear a heavy sigh come from Julian. She says, I don't know if I can go invisible, but I could certainly try it and see what happens. She kind of looks at Alfred. She's like, how does one go invisible?
We don't have to do that right now. I forgot that Agard had mentioned you going into the tunnel to just kind of rest while Alfred was continuing to dig, so we don't have to worry about that right now.
Alfred looks up and he just says, I have a great idea. Hang on. And then you're as he goes off in the woods, and you can hear like as he starts breaking some of the trees around you, and he comes back with a bunch of branches.
We're just talking to.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, what if we go into the hole, and then I just put these branches on top, and nobody will even know there was a hole here to begin with. We'll be covered up. Then we don't have to worry about invisibility, and nobody will see us. And then, if Polyphony shows up, I'll just pop out and say hi. She knows me.
You already broke the trees down, so go for it.
And we can, once you're in the hole, we can help. Actually, it might be easier if we set the trees.
True.
Yeah.
That would probably work better.
And if you do see Polyphony, maybe ask her about Eberron, because it's been a few days.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I can definitely ask.
All right, so that part of the plan, I think, are we good with that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to just... I know we recently...
Maybe, because they're so active at night, we should get some rest now. Mm-hmm. Plan our surprise, not necessarily attack, hopefully, but when they're going down to go back to sleep early in the morning.
Well, I'm sure that they're probably going to attack the city soon. I'm sure they're going to try to take over.
Attack the city?
Morning. They're ready. They're getting ready. When I was captured, they were getting ready to attack the city. They're preparing. Yeah,
the city's falling.
They took it over.
They already attacked
the city. That's why I mentioned rebuilding the city.
That's their city, though.
And you see Puck kind of start looking around. He's like, I thought you just meant, like, fix some of the tunnels that they had built. They took...
The city is theirs.
You were down there for in the jail for months, right?
Yeah, 2 months.
You might not understand time when you're there.
Yeah, I don't know how long I was there, but I knew they hadn't invaded the city yet. They were still just taking livestock on the outskirts and trying to get it ready. They already took over?
I believe the city fell maybe a week ago.
There's a very large number of them, so...
I mean, there's goblins and hobgoblins all over.
You see Puck's shoulders. You see his shoulders kind of slump.
He's missing an arm.
And you can see his body language. He regrets the fact that has already happened. If you guys want to roll an insight, go ahead. But you guys probably...
14, Braygar. 14?
That's a good old 8.
What's going on with this number? It's already fading.
15? So 12 or better, got it. You guys feel that Puck is very... He is upset about what took place. He's upset because he feels that that was what he was trying to stop by leading the revolt, was stop anything like that from happening so that people wouldn't, once the, what he believes, once the threat of the Purple Lavinium is removed, wouldn't have anything that they regret that they did once they come to the realization of what happened while they were under kind of the control of the hags and the Purple Lavinium.
Okay, so seeing that, and his reaction to that, Agar's going to look at Puck.
Yeah.
We do not have time for this.
I know. It just means we have to go faster. We have to stop this. We cannot let them continue to do what they've done, because they will not just stop at this city.
So, I have a question. Who stole you again? The hags? Right? They kidnapped you and put you in the cells?
I mean, no one stole me.
Well, you know what I mean. They locked you up.
Yeah, they took me to the cells and locked me up because I was trying to lead a revolt, but we were trying to remove the stone before the hags got here for it. We knew the hags were coming. We just thought we could get in, steal it, get rid of it before they got here so they wouldn't get what they were after.
But the stones are still here.
Yes. Apparently. I don't know.
Well, I say that because Alfred can feel them, and he feels a pool in this area.
Okay.
So there is still a stone, or multiple. So, I guess I just don't know the point of taking over the town. Besides just taking over a town just for themselves? Or do you think it's the pool? Alfred, do you think it's the pool of the stones making them act, I guess, kind of out of nature?
Well, I mean, thinking of, I guess, from like a strategic standpoint, I mean, taking over a town is like a defensible position. So, and assuming that they're going to do this to other towns, I mean, this is one point of operation from them. So
we also knew that this is what the clan of the Black Moon does.
Yeah.
His clan was a different clan that got absorbed into there by Foot of the Hags.
Yeah. Oh, understood. Okay. Well, I mean, they were your people. What do you think we should do?
I think we should use the tunnels and try to get to that room.
Does Dawn sound like a good time to do that?
I think if you guys are ready to go in the next hour, we could go.
Since you know these tunnels, can you possibly, I saw you drawing in the dirt earlier, possibly draw us a quick map of where we're headed, where we might encounter, just so we can be a little more aware?
Yes. Do you have any paper or anything I could attempt to draw on?
Rock will hand on his notebook and ink pen or quill, I guess.
Okay. Just give me a minute.
Rocka, do we have any of those healing potions left from Ringtail?
No.
We've used all of them already.
We get injured quite often.
This is the first time for me, so Agar's going to cast Cure Wounds on himself. Five. Oh, okay. 12.
So, Braca hands Puck the notebook with a pen, and he begins to trace. From memory, let's see how good it is. Plus 2, so a 20.
Oops.
So he does take about 5-10 minutes, but Puck is able to draw a map that when you're looking at it, you can go, yep, that's where the tunnel went here. And you see the area that you guys spiraled down and got to, where there was a door to the left and to the right. and then where the chamber is, and that's where he kind of put the circle, and then he has an X through it since you guys collapsed the tunnel. It's going that way.
Okay.
So it does look like, looking at the small area that you guys have been in the caverns, it does look like it matches up with what you know. Like he could possibly know what he's talking about.
Right.
Here, I think this is the best I can do. And he hands Braca back his notebook and the pen.
Tear out the piece of like parchment paper and just hand it back to him. He's going to be leading the way, I assume.
Yeah, I'll lead. But if just in case, if anybody gets lost or we get separated, I think one of you guys, I know it by memory, but one of you guys should have this so you can navigate too. I would, like, if you guys need to, if you see me get overrun, use this to get away. Like, I'm fine with that.
Hand it to Agard.
I guess whenever you guys are ready, we can go.
Since Agard's not attuned to the Eclipse Spirit anymore, will it shed light still, or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you have to be attuned to it.
Agard's totally blind.
I know we're trying to be sneaky, but if you guys can't see, I could always use my sword. And he pulls it out.
Oh, it's like a moon?
He has a flame tongue scimitar. So he pulls out his sword. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but he pulls out this sword and he whispers something in Goblin, and the sword erupts into flame. And he holds it up. He's like, I mean, we could use this for light.
We could. That is not subtle.
No.
I wonder if a smaller torch would be better.
Braca, what about those glowing stones?
Oh, I mean, they just don't shed a lot of light.
If Puck were to lead us, mm-hmm. and Braca, since you can also see in the dark, you could keep an eye on the back of the group.
I mean, I have torches, so I can give one person a torch.
Yeah, I have. Whoever. Agard has a few torches as well. He just doesn't want to make a big,
right, yeah.
a big scene.
Oh wait, hang on. What does a special torch do? What does this one do?
We have the campfire torch.
I don't know if I can like alter how far the light goes.
Yeah, I'm not certain.
I think it's easy to snuff out, right? Then we just
say a word. Yeah, just use a bonus action to extinguish the flame.
Hmm. Yeah, let's use that.
Okay.
Keep it between the two of us.
Yeah, sure. It's not an attuned thing, so
yeah.
I don't think so. No, it's not. So I'll just hand it to, like, I don't know. I'll just hold it up and whoever takes it takes it.
I could take it.
Sure.
Okay.
And while you guys...
What is the word?
Oh, it is Flame and Draconic.
Flame and Draconic. Well, then, yeah, I needed to take it.
Yeah. And while you guys
are... Julianne knows what that is.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
While you guys are discussing that, Puck has mentioned, or said in Goblin, the same thing, and you see the flame go out on his scimitar, and he kind of sheaths it on his side again.
Katie says flame and draconic just to see it, and then she, is it flame again to turn it off?
Yeah.
And then she says flame again to turn it off, just so.
So Agard wants to help get the hole covered once Alfred and...
So yeah, so before you guys leave,
Double Dragon.
Yeah. Alfred's like, okay, so Julian and I are going to go hide in that hole, and you guys are going to help cover it up.
Do we still want Alfred to dig?
I guess.
See if he reaches it.
How about
we should ask Julianne too, because she's going to be in a hole. I don't know how traumatic it was for her to be down there for so long.
It's a good question. Now we're asking we could shackle her and throw her in the hole.
There you go.
Was that too much? Sorry.
Too soon.
Yeah, I think that is you should, yeah. Katie, I think you have a good relationship. Do you want to ask her?
Sure, I can go speak with her. Should I go talk to Julia now while y'all are...
I think that is a good idea.
Okay, I'll go speak to her.
Let her know that we are just trying to hide her so she can rest.
Mm-hmm.
If she were to stay above ground, she opens herself up to attack. We will not be here to defend her.
Yeah, I definitely want to make sure she's aware. Okay. I'll go talk to her real quick. And Katie will saunter over to, No, Katie will walk over to Julianne.
All I can think of is from that one shot. What was that? The jaunty.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to jauntily saunter over there.
What was my name? Started with a G. Gustar.
Gustar.
I am Gustar. I walk over to Julianne. Julianne?
Yes?
So we're going to go with Puck to see if we can get his clan to join him back. Mm. We don't want you to come with us, though, because in case something were to happen, we don't feel like you're strong enough right now to be able to be in any type of battle. So we were thinking that you could be in the tunnel with Alfred, and Alfred may continue to, like, burrow down, but you could just be in the tunnel to be hidden away from anybody being able to see you. Because we don't, in case something were to happen, we don't want you to be found or attacked.
Do you trust this Alfred?
Oh, of course. Alfred's been with us for a while now, and we're actually helping him find the stones.
Hmm. If you believe it's what's best, then I trust the three of you who have freed me from...
I mean, unless you feel like you're some kick-ass dragon to be able to help us out, I think this is our only option.
I'm very tired, so...
Well, we figured, yeah. I think this would be the best option for you.
And you kind of hear Alfred from the inside. He's like, and I could get food real quick, too.
Oh, yeah, he can feed you.
Okay. And Julian gets up and just slowly kind of walks into where the burrowing starts to go down. And off to, like, the side of it, she begins to kind of burrow another little area where she'll just lay to stay out of the way of the tunnel. And Alfred bounds off into the forest real quick to find food. It'll probably take him.
I'll go over to Agard and Braca and Puck and let them know. So Alfred's going to go find some food. So we might want to wait to cover it until he's back.
We have time to take a short rest, then.
I think you guys would probably have time to...
Like, hit points. I don't know if you guys can watch it.
During the short rest, Brocco would like to mess with potion stuff. Just try and see if he can make anything out of the stuff he has on hand.
Roll a d20. Or roll with advantage, because I know you've been messing with certain things.
Just the d20?
Yep, 2d20. Give me the highest.
20.
You're wanting to make what we discussed, right?
Yeah.
You are able to make it.
So I make a thermonuclear bomb. Okay, very cool.
The hell?
Braca, we told you he is a war criminal. Yeah. I don't know why you guys don't listen.
I got some duct tape and paper clips. I made a bomb out of it.
Brockenheimer.
Yeah. So Braca was just kind of messing with his potions, just using... like, kind of magical, like, liquid that he has on hand to, like, make his potions already. And using this, like, experimental stuff with some of that, like, magical, like, just translucent, like, magical fluid, he essentially made, in every sense, it's like a glow stick. Like, you don't, like, instead of, like, snapping it, though, you just, like, shake it. It's just like a lantern. Yeah. Like, you can, like, shake it, like, vigorously to turn it on, then you do the same thing to turn it off. There, you know.
Usually how it works.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what we're talking about.
Shake it.
How many can I make?
Roll a d6.
Okay. 2.
So you're able to make 2 during the short rest.
Okay. If I, like, shake it and activate it now, how much light does it emit?
I'd say it's probably, like, 5 feet of bright light and then another, like, 5 feet of dim light.
Okay.
So you're able to see immediately around you,
right,
and then out beyond that is where it starts to fade.
Okay.
How long does it
last? Really. Yeah. Okay.
So that'd be
yeah, you know. Yeah.
I'm going to say they probably can last for 2 hours.
Okay. And like until it flickers out, or until
begin to slowly fade. Like, you'll be able to tell over time.
And then when they're activated, you could throw it, hit an enemy with it, and it's like fairy fire.
Yeah.
Where we can see their
predator
like glow.
They go invisible. Yeah.
Another question: if I take the cork off the top of it and pour it, is it still bright, or does it like mm-hmm. no? Okay, cool. Okay.
But you now have 1.5.
Well, I mean, just a drop, you know. Braca will kind of like, when he made something new, kind of get all giddy about it and run up to Agard and Katie. Guys, I made something. And Braca's gonna hold up this like clear bottle.
This is where we're going to end this week's episode, as Braca is approaching Agard and Katie after creating a new concoction. Thank you, friends and fellow adventurers, for joining the party of Cocked, a Real Play RPG podcast, as we explore the homebrew lands of Manassas. In the next couple months, we have some exciting new things happening. Stay up to date with all of our extracurricular activities by following us on Instagram. The links for the show's official Instagram and the cast Instagrams are in the episode description. As a reminder, if you are a Patreon subscriber, please check your Patreon account, as you should have access to the first prequel episode. We apologize in advance for the delay in the episode's releases and for the poor audio quality of the prequel episodes, as this was before we upgraded our audio equipment. And of course, last but not least, tune in next week to see Katie and Agar's reaction to the newest invention of Braca.
What are we doing right now?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay, so
it's been too long. We're
gonna go back. I don't even know what the point is anymore.
Like, well, we gotta get the stone that we need to gather. Yeah. We basically need to help Puck overthrow the clan of the Black Moon.
But weren't we still searching for one? That's what he was digging for too.
That's what the clan has.
The clan has it.
The clan of the Black Moon has it.
Yeah, underground.
Alfred, or I told Alfred to dig to where he thinks it's coming from.
Right.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's and we were going to maybe like drop down or something into the cavern?
Maybe, I don't know.
But okay. Puck suggests that we should
do something different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Puck was saying we should go, that you guys should go back through the.
I'll be honest, I was like so lost. Wait, I was so caught up on the green dragon. I was like, yeah, we got a green dragon now. I'm like, I don't know what we're doing anymore.
Mission accomplished.
Now,
podcast
screw
over.
The stones. Now we gotta find Julian's family. Let's go.
My favorite is when I was listening to it and you were like, oh, so we could get a dragon as our ally? And then you go, well, two dragons, but we could get another dragon as our, like, you completely like, we're like, fuck Alfred. Like,
no,
we're gonna get a green
Alfred
gem dragon.
Is,
oh wait, no, we
like,
have Alfred. That's, we'll include him,
you know,
too.
He's, you know, I need somebody a little more lethal but on our side.
Oh, Alfred's lethal.
Well, they don't know that.
They're picking,
they didn't see it.
He's picking goblin on his teeth still.
Yeah.
Only Agard saw what
we didn't see what he
plus
did.
Julian's like half dead pretty much. Like her.
Oh my god!
Oh, look, she's been in a cell for how many years? Maybe
Reggie,
like, maybe,
how
maybe
dare
like 100
you?
Years. She's a young dragon.
I mean, green dragon steaks doesn't sound too bad.
Oh my god.
You know.